Which one?
The little
Which one starts first? Which one should I go with first?
April, May, 5th. May,
June.
May 5th.
Right May there. 5th. Yes. This stuff will all come up in Boston Groupie News reports, too, which I do every...
3:45?
But these are
3:45 every
related.
Saturday.
Ooh,
yes.
Sorry. They're all related shows, so it's, you know, we're mentioning
Check
it together.
Out on Friday, May 5th, Cal Cali Band Hummingbird Syndicate at Tavern at the End of the Square. And I will... I'm sorry.
World.
Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown. And I'll introduce them over there. Small, cozy place, but we love it. Check
it's
it
awesome.
Out. Yes. And they actually have, like, the best jukebox in the world, too. But you won't need that because you'll have... Hummingbird Syndicate in Cal Cali. And then, May 27th, this is a great one. Liars, Cal Cali Band, Classic Ruins, and Black Souls.
Rock and roll.
Once.
A lot of good rock and roll.
Saturday, May 27th. And then, the big one coming up.
The big benefit.
The big other thing that I'm hosting, or MC, I shouldn't say host, I guess Cal's the host. I'm MCing. June 18th, Out of the Blue Benefit at 521 Mass Ave. This is to save the Out of the Blue Gallery. And featuring, this is 15 bands. I think he has 19 bands now.
Yeah, this is an old flyer, so.
Yeah, I mean, this Fire King, Tsunami Sound, Classic Ruins, Randy Black, Ken's, Billy Connors Project, Stigmatic, Last Ones, Black Souls, Knockups, Cal Cali, Greg Allen's Fringe Religion, State of the Union, Thigh Scrapers, Club Linehan, A Go-Go, and more. I know they've added more to that one.
Right.
So check it out, Out of the Blue Benefit. And I keep telling Cali, like, I need stuff recorded from Cal Cali Rockin' Trio and Glider and all these other things. I have a few things from, a few recordings from Jet Set. But for some reason, when they went into the computer, they're all wrong. So, like, every time I play one, it says the wrong thing.
You listening, Cal?
And I have to fix it
Send
later.
Send music to WMFO.
So, we'll play a Jet Set. I don't know which one it will be. It will say anorexia, but it won't be.
Mystery Jet Set.
We'll hear that after this. And, yes, I was hoping Phil Marcade would call and say hi. He will definitely call, well, I can't say definitely, but he's saying he will call next week for a full interview, and that will be after his show. I'll talk about that more later, too, but he's got a show in New York City. Probably no one else will go to but me and Cal from Boston, but it will be good.
You can report back.
Yes. So I'll play Senders. Since Phil isn't calling today, I'm going to play a couple Senders song after Jet Set. All that coming up. Right after these words. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Let's all go to the beach today.
Take a look at those hands. Take a look at those clothes. And let your dark mind roam. Pin the tail on the host. She's so nouveau-riche. With an old veneer. She's like a Beaujolais. From a real bad year. Now, feast your eyes on your mother superior. Tacky like a licorice stick, twisted like a sailor's rope. She'd fuck Jesus in the street just to let the whole world know. Now, feast your eyes on your mother superior. Stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? But I gotta know right now.
91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
Medford. Greg Allen's French Religion there. A couple of singles. Queen of Dirt and the Elevator Girl. We love that guy.
Yeah,
local Greg Allen. You can go see him and the rest of us at the Out of the Blue benefit Sunday, June 18th. That starts at 2 p.m. and lasts all through the night with tons and tons of bands. If you missed what I said earlier, check out the archives at WMFO.org and
right.
Figure it out.
Is that going to be a 3-day festival?
It should be. It's like 18 or 19 bands.
It's got 18 or 19 bands, right? Okay. Go out there.
Gotta put you up, Sarah. What's up?
4-minute sets?
I just said 5-minute sets.
5-minute sets. Okay.
20 minutes to switch bands. Play for 5 minutes.
And get off.
Right.
For 20. Yep. Sounds right.
Cal also told me, he goes, that song was Beach by Jet Set. And I go, I knew it was as soon as I heard the Seagulls. And he said that was Al's idea. That was Schmel Herbie Hines' idea.
Oh, Schmel.
The guitarist in that band. They were the first ones to do that, though, you know, Seagulls. Because that reminded me of this. I wonder if Schmel got the idea from B-52s, right? Remember this one?
Well,
check it out.
All right. Let me
on MFO. Hey, do you have a request? 855-915-9636. Oh, of course, it's the version that they don't have the Seagulls in the beginning. Oh, I think it's at the end. Keep listening. We'll be right back.
wish. I'll give you candy. I'll give you everything I have in my head.
101.5 MFO. With who is that, Paula? Paula's new favorite band.
Paula.
I mean, I'm sorry. Sarah.
Let's not even go there, okay? All right. It's the Needy Sons. This is one of my favorite new local CDs that's been came out pretty recently.
We were just speaking of Paula. Speaking about Paula. That's all right.
Sorry.
So
I'm,
the Needy
I'm Sarah. Hi, Brian.
Sarah
nice
Billingsley.
To meet you.
Hi. The Needy Sons.
Needy Sons. It's a super group. It's got Bill Janovitz from Buffalo Tom and
nice.
Mike Gent from The Figs and Ed Velasquez from many other things and Eric Anderson on drums. But it's a cool new record, Vis-a-Vis, that was chopped down.
Did you say you just saw them? Or
I saw them recently at Arts in the Armory over in Somerville.
Oh, that's a
Somerville.
Cool place.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a neat place. Yeah, they rocked. It was very good. The reason I brought that in to play was, you know, those two of the guys in that band are going to be involved with this big giant show that's happening at the Paradise tonight. Totally sold out. It's like a baseball rock and roll thing.
Where is this at? Paradise?
At the Paradise. It's Hot Stove Cool Music. They do this every year. They do it in Chicago and they do it in Boston because it's Paul and Theo Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
I think I said that wrong. Anyway, it's their, whatever, they say it's celebrating music, baseball, and giving back. So it's a fundraiser kind of thing, and Eddie Vedder actually is going to come.
No kidding.
Tonight to the Boston one. They do it in Chicago, but what they do is they get this all-star band. So this, the first band, it's the Boston Hot Stove All-Stars. It's got Peter Gammons, who's connected with the Red Sox, Theo Epstein.
Sports writer.
Yes,
yeah,
sports writer, mm-hmm. yes. But he also plays guitar, so yeah.
Right.
Yep. Theo Epstein from with the Cubs now. Will Daly, musician here. Bill Janovitz from the Needy Sons and Buffalo Tom.
Supergroup.
Chris Cody, Upper Crust. Josh Cantor, the Red Sox organist. Bernie Williams, a Yankee legend. Phil Aiken, Tom Polch, Paul Alstrand, Ed Velasquez also from Needy Sons, Mike O'Malley, and Lenny DiNardo, a former Red Sox pitcher.
Wow.
And then the other cool band, all-star rock cool band of Their Own, which is kind of a play on League of Their Own.
Right.
Because it's an all-women band.
Oh.
All Boston women.
Cool.
Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo, Frieda Love Smith from The Blake Babies, Tanya Donnelly, and Gail Greenwood from Belly, Jenny D from Jenny D and the Delinquents, Jennifer Trinan from Cujo, Hilken Mancini and Chris Toppin from Fuzzy, and Megan Tracy.
Wow.
So it's you know, it's a rock and roll.
That does sound like a great show.
It's like every...
That's a lot of talent.
Now, does Eddie Vedder perform with these people?
I guess he's going to join... I don't know. There's also the Chicago Hot Stove All-Stars are also going to be performing. Those are more Chicago baseball Cubs people. That's the third act, and I'm not sure where he's actually playing. I don't know that.
And he might just be hosting.
I don't
or
have
something.
That information.
Who knows?
Go check it out at
the Paradise.
They only mentioned recently that he was going to do a surprise appearance. So then I don't know if it was sold out before that, but it certainly was after that. So
Cool. Well, thank you for telling me
about many talented musicians in Boston.
Thank you for telling me all about that. I didn't know about that going on at the Paradise. Other things tonight, because it is the Boston Groupie News Report time, and a special evening of performances at the Met by Throw 'Em Muses, Neutral Nation, and Plan 9, and their introductions to the Rhode Island Music Hall of Fame. That's going on tonight.
Very cool. Nice. Yay, go Rhode Island.
Did I say where? Yeah, at the Met. Tickets are scheduled to go on sale. Oh, what is this? Maybe I'm... That's something in the future, I guess, isn't it? Sunday, tomorrow night, Jason Bennett. And you can look all this stuff up at bostongroupienews.com because I'm just trying to read it right now.
Marie's not here. She didn't have it organized for you, Brian.
Okay. Tomorrow night, Jason Bennett and the Resistance on the Cinder, Michael Caine and the Morning Afters, the Martians are all at the Midway. That starts at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Check it out. Also tomorrow, Lions, Actor, Observer, Dreamer and Son, Too Late, The Hero at Sonia. Further out, Monday, Panzer Bastard, The Humanoids, Poison Rites, and Armpits at O'Brien's.
Armpits.
Right on.
Wednesday, Cold Expectations, Happy Little Clouds, Uranium Daughters are at once. Thursday, we got Walter Sickert and the Army of Toys, Scarlet Sails, Radiator King at once as well. And also on Thursday, everybody's everybody knows it's the Damned at the Paradise.
Yay!
But this night is also Artie Friedman's 60th birthday. Be sure to wish him a happy, happy when you see him there. He'll be celebrating his happy birthday. Happy birthday, Artie! Friday, May 5th, the Billy Condis Project, Tsunami of Sound, Bikini Wheel are all at Sally O'Brien's.
Plus
what? Do you know something I don't? Go ahead and say it.
It might not be in the groupie news, but it's on your flyer over there. The one on May 5th. Never mind, I'm interrupting.
Right, no.
I beg
your
pardon.
Go ahead.
Which one is that one? With the Hummingbird Syndicate.
Right. And also, May 5th, yes, Cal Cali Band, Hummingbird Syndicate at Tavern at the End of the World. All sorts of other stuff. I can go on and on and on. We'll talk about that, too. Lots of stuff coming up. Check out all that and more and a full report, a full concert report on bostongroupienews.com.
And they have good photographs there, too. Lots of good stuff to look at.
Oh, yes. It's a great site. Check it out. bostongroupienews.com. Okay. Can we squeeze in your request, perhaps? 855-915-9636. Throw in Muses.
With your breath. Bye.
1.5 WMFO in Medford. Well, other than me screwing up Sarah Billingsley's name again, and
that's the third time,
and a crappy Boston Groupie news report because Marie's not here. I think it was a fabulous show.
It was fun. I thought it was
I would have done it, but you know I can't read or write.
What, the Boston Groupie news report? Oh my God. Did you notice I didn't ask you? I asked Sarah if she wanted
exactly.
to do it.
I'm the last guy you want doing your cue cards.
Anyways, great show. Did you figure out who's playing next week?
No.
Okay, we'll figure that out.
I got no computer today. I thought Marie was bringing hers. Whatever. Excuses.
No, actually, I can probably figure it out pretty quick. Well, stick around. I see Vin Magazzini's here.
Into the building.
All right. What is next week? Is it Glider next week? Can't be. Not this soon, is it?
Don't think so.
May 13th?
No, that's not next week.
Well, Glider's May 13th. Find out next week when you're here.
Until
then.
Until then.
See ya!
Yeah. Bye!
Love you take is equal to the
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.